Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, another snowy day. You know, we are so used to it that we are laughing at Texas, except for when we shouldn't be laughing at Texas.
Ooh, except I'm not really laughing at Texas because a lot of people, like, I think 25 or 26 people have died from exposure.
I know, but don't, I mean, that's the part that's not funny. The funny part is that they're so stupid.
It's not the general populace's part. I'm pointing to the poor management of the entire infrastructure.
That's it.
The state government is at fault.
Remember. Remember, it's people bad. Of Texas, next election, remember. Because seriously, when them people stand at the podium in your Capitol Rotunda and say, there ain't no such thing as global warming, yeah, well, you just take your frozen windmills and, yeah.
Yeah, installing those without the heating apparatus and de-icers was probably not, that they come standard with, by the way.
Probably wind not turbines. A good idea, yeah.
Like, they're on there.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
Why
don't you live in Texas and order a new car without air conditioning? It's almost the same kind of thing. Thank you. Anyway, I have friends down there. You have relatives down there.
I do.
I have a niece down there who just thinks it's great because she grew up in NEPA. Now she's walking her Labradoodle and he's rolling in the snow. He thinks he's back home. Meanwhile, everybody else is panicking. Here in central PA, just another snow day.
Yeah, I mean, we're used to it. And the thing is I just feel really badly for a lot of the ranchers and farmers because it is calving season. It starts early down there. It starts about a month sooner than up here.
What is that?
And
is that
calving,
what? Is
calving, that? Calving season, like when the cows have their babies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So a lot of cows are calving right now. And seriously, and it's a problem because they're not used to the elements like this. Like our cows are up here. Animals become acclimated. Like I just think about people who have large animals outdoors and they don't have heated water buckets like I do. They don't, you know, they don't have a ton of shelters built. So it's a problem. I don't know. I feel bad. I haven't made fun of Texas once and I won't. It's not funny.
Okay. You go in that direction. I'll go in this direction. Cows don't know when to make babies when it snows in Texas. Here in Pennsylvania, that's when we do make babies, when it snows.
But cows don't make babies right now.
Huh?
They avoid it.
No,
it's too
people.
Cold.
People do.
Oh, people, yeah, when they people. Hunker down, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, hunker down. Tom and Laura in the morning, hunkering
oh,
down.
Oh, Lord. No.
94K. All right. I have to apologize to the state of Texas. Things are ugly down there, but I still think some of you guys are stupid, okay? You didn't see it coming. It's your fault. Tom and Laura in the morning. Oh, and don't worry, Ted Cruz is on a vacation. That'll be great.
That wasn't really an apology, Thomas.
But I did. I was thinking over the last couple of minutes, all right, maybe I should say I'm sorry because we're used to the cold and they're not used to the cold. So I Googled this artist. His name is Frosty Johnson. They make fun of him because he's from down south and his name is Frosty, but he knows when the bad weather is coming.
It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. We're all wrapped up like frozen burritos. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. The world's an igloo, we're now all Eskimos. Hey, Mother Nature, you pay the power bill or what? If so, could you kindly turn the thermostat up? It's friggin' cold, it's friggin' cold. On the lawn, my dog just dropped a fudgesicle. It's friggin' cold, it's friggin' cold. If cold was old, it's Madonna cold.
Ooh.
So friggin' cold, my toes may never thaw, but they're still warmer than the current state of Rush Limbaugh.
Ooh.
It's friggin' cold, it's friggin' cold. Jack Frost said screw this and moved to Puerto Rico. It's friggin' cold.
Ted Cruz?
It's friggin' cold. More frigid than
Cancun.
The wife of an ex-president we all know. Icier than Kanye and Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
But not as cold as the career of the chick from The Mandalorian. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold.
For all you people in Texas, it's friggin' cold.
It is indeed.
News, sports, and AccuWeather next.
Hi.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Yeah, we got the news, top and bottom of the hour, every hour. But how about something better?
Epic adventure.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
The good news with Laura Good.
Good morning. Happy Friday. We're talking snow. It is snowing everywhere, it seems. Uh-huh. And sometimes accidents happen. Well, out in Wisconsin, an eagle-eyed snowplow driver recently saved a little kid's life.
It was snowing, blowing, and miserable. I realized that was not a dog or a deer. That was a small little boy dressed in a zip-up of onesie pajamas. It's like, what is he doing out here? I called police dispatch. I got the heat blasting in the truck. I'll keep him warm until we get help on the way.
Why did you leave the house today?
Because I'm scared. I've been a mess since everything happened. I'm so thankful. Like, what are the odds that he would find him at that exact moment?
Wow. He was heading to Grandpa's?
Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah, he wandered off. He just kind of let himself out of the house and wandered off.
Oh,
4 years old.
Oh, my. He is so lucky. That's good news that he was saved.
It is. He was saved. He is absolutely A-okay. And he was sorry that he tried to go to Grandma's house.
That one time, yeah.
Up next, this is a feel-good story. A 62-year-old former drug addict who has spent half his life in jail. Just graduated from college with honors.
She said I was smart. She never gave up hope on me. I got tired of sticky needles in my arm. I got tired of waking up sick. I got tired of wondering who in the hell I'm going to go beg, borrow, and steal to get a fix. If my story could motivate somebody, so be it.
Yeah, so be it. Congratulations. That's good news.
It's great news, and it just proves it is never too late to change your life. He doesn't care if people know his backstory. He hopes that his story helps someone.
That's good news.
And we're headed to Texas, Tom.
Oh.
All right. A guy in Austin, whose name is Ryan Sibley, has been driving around in his big old Texas truck, looking for cars stuck in the snow and helping people out.
I've been helping anybody I find on the side of the road. I had nylon recovery straps and chains, and I have two trucks that are four-wheel drive, pulling people off the road and giving people safe rides. A lot of people are really upset because they have no electricity or water. I've actually taken families from one home to another just so they have utilities. Put yourself in their shoes. If you're sitting on the side of the road with your wife and your kids and you're freezing in a car and it's not running and you don't have anywhere to go and you don't have anyone to call, if I was in that spot, I'd beg and hope somebody would help me. So that's what I'm doing.
So that's what he's doing.
Wow,
that's good
news. Do you know, over 2 days, he helped over 140 people.
You know, goodness comes deep in the heart.
Yes, it does. And that's the good news on this Friday morning with Laura Good on Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
News coming up at the top of the hour, a check on sports. And an AccuWeather forecast with a little bit of snow. We'll take another look at WinterNet. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. You know, here, Laura, I'm an old schooler, so I still say I need a vacation day. And they go, you mean PTO?
Sure, yeah, paid time off.
PTO. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Call it whatever.
That's a thing. It's a thing. It's fine.
I realize we're moving on, and you can't really delve into the fact that maybe somebody wasn't sick when they used the sick day. So they were now taking personal time.
No one cares, Tom. Seriously. Just take a day.
Okay. Yeah. So go and take that day. Well, now introducing the most amazing PTO ever because it is S-P-T.
What's that?
Oh, S-P as in St. Patrick's Day.
There's too much work. No time for a break or to celebrate with friends. And to top it off, we were robbed of one of my favorite holidays.
Uh-huh.
But guess what?
What?
St. Patrick's Day is on for 2021 because the lovely folks at Jameson came up with a solution.
Oh.
Jameson SPTO.
Yes!
You know, like PTO, but specifically meant to be taken on St. Patrick's Day. And when you take your Jameson SPTO,
okay,
you could win $50 to spend on your own festivities.
Oh.
And Jameson is donating $150,000 to the Restaurant Workers Community Foundation, supporting the pros who craft Jameson cocktails across the country.
Okay.
Where do we sign up?
Yes. See, I told you it was exciting. We could sign up with the Jameson website and get this.
I mean,
$150,000 going to those bar workers, those restaurant workers that are losing money.
And here's the thing. I don't need 50 bucks, though. I'll take the day off and drink Jameson for free.
Well, yeah, truth be told, both of us will. But we're just trying to get the audience involved here. Jameson.
Fair enough.
God bless Jameson, said the Irish guy on the morning show. Sláinte. Sláinte. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Where's my Jameson? Flashback Friday. Welcome to it. There's a birthday boy in the band Loverboy. We'll talk about that coming up in a little while when we do the birthday buddies. Social media is alive. The Ford Fun Line is alive. I think this is going to be a big one, Laura.
I think so, too.
People are a little bit crazy.
I think a little stir crazy. The cabin fever is probably getting to us all.
Yes, that could be part of it because it's another snow day in central Pennsylvania. We're talking about a little bit briefly about cop shows, and you mentioned 21 Jump Street. Someone checked in and said the original Hawaii Five-0 because that's back now.
Nice.
Yeah, the original one with Jack Lord. That goes way back.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Do you know what is available to stream on Stinking Hulu?
What's that?
Baywatch.
The original Baywatch?
Oh, yes. And let me tell you.
Pass off. Yeah.
It is unbelievable because the plot lines are just so feeble.
Yes.
And then when CJ, Pamela Anderson's character, of course, right, comes on... I want to say like season three.
Which we may or may not have been watching the show for. Pamela Anderson, yes.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. It is just unbelievable. I'm like, wow, these lifeguards, they're really involved in like some deep-seated crime on the beaches of Southern California.
Deep-seated crime. A tuna is washing up on the beach. Let's watch Pamela Anderson rescue it in slow motion.
But not even that. It's like... Boats are exploding. Actually, I have to say, it's sort of a guilty pleasure. It falls into that same category as Fast and the Furious, where stuff is so unbelievable, it makes it awesome.
You have to watch it anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm hooked on right now. Chicago PD. This has been a pandemic thing for me. The show's been on, what, 8 or 9 years? I never even knew it existed.
A while.
So I'm up to season 6, okay? And I'm watching it, like, almost every night, which is kind of scary. But then they tie in with... What is it called? Chicago Fire. Sometimes the characters are there. And sometimes when the cops have to go to a hospital because there's a shooting, there's a Chicago Med or whatever. I mean, how many Chicago shows do we need?
Viewers love shows like Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Hope, and Chicago Justice.
Wait, what?
So now get ready for more because coming soon, Chicago CSI, Chicago Police Dogs, Chicago DMV.
27
Chicago
God.
Waste Disposal.
Hey, that's a garbage
Chicago
truck.
Chicago Style Pizza.
It's all dish.
Chicago
tasty.
Airport.
What? What?
Chicago Library Unit.
Oh, this is it.
Chicago Dry Cleaning.
Oh, dry cleaning.
And Chicago Oil Change.
Pull it in.
Because for some reason,
Chicago.
People love shows.
Chicago.
With Chicago
it's
in the
my
title.
Kind of town. Oh, sorry.
Wow. That's okay. Boo.
Did I get carried away a little? I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's fine.
Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday.
94KX.
Chicago. Every time I see it, chocolata, chocolata.
I love it. I love it so much.
So do I. Hey, Seth and Stacy are with us from the United Way to announce this week's winner in the kindness campaign. You guys like ice cream too, right?
We love it.
I think I heard you in the background going, chocolata, chocolata. I heard you.
Whoop, there it is.
It helps us wake up.
There it is. Well, it's been a great kindness campaign with different themes every single week. And week number 3's theme was be kind to those who are different than you. And we have a winner, Sue Snyder, who is very kind in these trying times because her job is a tough one, right?
It is. Sue is a project coordinator. She's been for 14 years at the PA Career Link. And so she is assisting job seekers each day She goes above and beyond in that role, according to the person that nominated her. She's actually been trying to learn Spanish. She's working on becoming bilingual in order to converse better with her Spanish-speaking clients. She will help any job seeker that has limited technology skills. She's trying to support with homelessness issues, food insecurity, lack of transportation. Wow. And on the side, when she goes home at night, she helps with the Sun Pets project, the volunteer organization that's trying to reduce the dog and cat population, overpopulation problems. So she's helping families with low income to sterilize their pets.
Wow. This is a lot of work for Sue, and she does it because of kindness, right?
Absolutely. She has just seems to have a lot of empathy. And that's exactly what we've been trying to promote and looking for, is those that can try and meet everyone where they're at and understand other perspectives and show kindness on a daily basis.
Very good. So congratulations to Sue Snyder from CareerLink. You're our week 3 winner. We've got another week coming up next week, and that's called Be Kind to Yourself, right?
Yeah. Steph, do you want to talk about that and Monday night's event?
Yes, we have a virtual event on Monday night. We're bringing in an international author and speaker, author of The Kindness Diaries, Leon Logothetis. He's traveled the world and interacted with different cultures, trying to spread the message of kindness and understanding. So we have an event on Monday night. It's a virtual event. That's gsvuw.org/Leon. So that's on Monday, and then the whole week we're encouraging people, after being kind to others for 3 weeks, it's time to be kind to yourself and, take that time and, whether that's meditating or, exercising or doing those things that are kind to yourself, doing those things is what we're encouraging for our final week.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Stacy. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week, okay?
All right.
Thanks so much.
Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Frances McDormand already has 2 Oscars, and she might need to make room on her shelf for a third. In Nomadland, she plays a woman who loses everything except her van when the factory she worked at closes down. She ends up joining a community of itinerant people who travel the country in vans and RVs, taking seasonal work. The movie doesn't have a conventional plot. It's mostly a character study showing how this lost woman attempts to find herself again. Nomadland was filmed in actual locations, including an Amazon fulfillment center, and McDormand's co-stars are by and large real people who actually live the nomadic lifestyle the film is portraying. For that reason, it almost plays like a documentary. The total realism sucks you in and makes you care about the main character. Frances McDormand usually plays women who are bold or quirky. This time she plays one who's quiet and introspective. It's an amazing performance because she completely erases herself and becomes the woman she's portraying. Nomadland is an exquisite, deeply poignant film, and its authentic portrait of an unusual lifestyle is nothing short of riveting. The movie debuts on Hulu today. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 Fargos.
Way to go, Mike. Laura, you like movies that are like documentaries? So that might be one for Hulu and The Good Household tonight. News is coming up next. Flashback Friday. Mickey says, play some bad leads, but not the same ones you guys always play. Well, do you remember Well Laid Plans? That was a very cool song. Tom and Laura in the morning. I think it's time to talk to Chelsea, Laura.
That's right.
These two ladies should be in the same studio together. Absolutely.
And we have a good time, Chelsea.
I miss
Chelsea,
you,
and I.
Laura.
Oh, Chelsea, I miss you too.
Oh, what a warm and fuzzy moment there. I'll tell you what.
virtual hugs.
Yeah, virtual hugs. Chelsea, I think we'll be together soon. We're crossing our fingers on sometime in March. But we're celebrating with being kind, taking care of our hearts, and being fit in February. And we have Chelsea's Figo tip of the day every day. It's Friday, so Chelsea's going to run down the list in case you missed it and give us Friday's tip. So, Chelsea, I hope we've been doing okay by you. We've been, doing all the things you told us.
You guys are crushing it. I'm like a proud mom over here, so thank you very much for keeping the Susquehanna Valley healthy. Let's start with Monday. You guys talked about avoiding juice and soda. It's just so prevalent. You see it in the grocery store. It's on sale all the time. Like, it's cheap. Don't drink it though. Don't fall for the tricks, okay? It's just sugar. It's so bad for you. There's like literally no nutritional value to really any kind of soda. The one kind of soda you could drink technically would be club soda, you know, because it's really just water. So if you like the bubbles, go with club soda instead.
Okay, and number two, if we're kind of in a rut, you're helping us out.
Yes. I always feel so good whenever I buy some sparkly new, you know, pair of sneakers or a yoga mat. You know, if it helps keep you motivated, buy something. I hate to say, you know, retail therapy, but like even if it's something small, a workout headband for a girl, or download a new free app like the Nike Training Club app. You know, it's free. It has tons of workouts in it. It'll make you feel more motivated.
That's a good idea. Number three, vitamin D. Laura likes to go for walks with the dogs in the sun. That's good stuff, right?
Oh, the sun is so good for you, and people underestimate it, especially in the wintertime. Like, it's darker, the days are shorter. You know, luckily now, the days are starting to get longer. I'm feeling that. You know, you wake up in the morning, there's actually sunlight. You know, that vitamin D is so, so crucial. You know, so make sure you guys are getting outside. If you're not, you know, those, like, artificial lamps, like some people sit in front of that lamp in the morning, you know, and that honestly is a good substitute as well. You can also take a supplement, so.
Oh, yes, yes. And now if I say the vitamin D is like a Laura thing, I'm sure yesterday's tip is like a Tom thing, right, Laura?
Yeah, a little bit.
We're talking fiber.
Yes, it'll keep you regular, guys. You want to eat that fiber and stay regular. It definitely helps your digestive system, and it also helps keep you full. So you might be surprised when you read a label, you know, of the bread that you buy, and on the back it has like 1 gram of fiber. Well, that's not great. You want to aim for at least 2, 3, 4 grams of fiber per serving. You know, that's going to be your whole wheat, whole grain variety. So try to eat that fiber up, guys. You're going to feel really good if you do.
Okay. It'll help you move. You know what I mean? Movement.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And fruits and vegetables, oatmeal, beans, all that, you know, go under that category as well.
And
now that leads
Friday
us to today.
Yeah.
Yep. So today is all about stress less, guys. All right. I got to let that sink in. Stress less. In today's climate, it's very challenging. A lot of stressors going on, you know, with the pandemic. But if you can, you got to do the best that you can to mitigate this and control this. You know, long-term stress, chronic stress, it can influence our bodies very negatively. It can increase our risk for heart disease, coronary artery disease, depression, anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. The list just goes on. But stress signals that fight or flight hormone. It's called cortisol, and it can suppress our immune system. So, you know, it's going to make you more susceptible to getting sick. So I have a challenge for you guys if you're up for it.
Okay.
Try to find a positive activity. So that's going to be like getting a massage, having your significant other massage you. It doesn't have to be like go get a massage. Take a bath, sit in a quiet space. We talked about meditation last week, you know, meditate for just 10 minutes. It could be getting a workout in. It could be making a cup of tea. So find that positive activity for you and try to do a little something every day and carve out that time for that that positive activity, because it's going to help you stress less and feel amazing.
All right. Laura broadcasts from home, so she could just go take a nice steaming hot bath right now. Me, I'm just going to cancel my Zoom meetings.
I feel like that's a good idea.
There you go. Chelsea, thank you. Laura, anything you want to add? I mean, this is a great thing, staying fit and healthy and fun.
I love the monthly challenge. I love hearing all of these tips every week. I hope people are joining in and following along. I'm going to post all the tips up on the 94KX Facebook page and Instagram so you can participate in our weekly challenges during Feel Good February with Figo.
Yes, post them up. Thank you, Chels. Flashback Friday. Back in 1980, Perry Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band teamed up with a youngster named Terry DeSerio, and they did a song, Yes, I'm Ready. Tom and Laura in the morning, we're always on the ready, man. We're always.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Everything going all right at your place? We've been busy this morning.
We've been very, very busy. We're okay. The cats had a moment.
Oh, I didn't hear any death, doom, and destruction, but I did hear a little rustling going on.
There was a moment where I thought we were going down into Animal Armageddon.
No, not those two words. No.
But we were okay. They were, I don't even know what they were fighting over. They were scrapping with each other. I was like, hey, we are doing a morning show.
That's right. Do you mind?
Everybody needs to calm down.
Now, might I ask, what do the dogs do when the cats start Animal Armageddon? Or
they sit there and judge them.
Oh, there's judging going on in the pet household.
There's judging. Sometimes Murphy tries to, like, get in between and regulate, but I'm like, dude, you don't want to do that.
No, Murph, you'll get yourself scratched up. All right, so everything's calm? Everything's cool?
Everything is cool, calm, and collected. We've taken some preventative measures. We're on kitty cat timeout, several of us.
Kitty cat timeout.
Kitty cat timeout, which means I shut the basement door. Uh-huh. So two of them are down there.
You guys,
but don't worry.
It out. Yep.
There's food. There's water. There's litter boxes. Like, they're fine. They just need to take a breather, take a beat.
And there's a man cave where they could fire up some video games if they want.
Yes, indeed there is.
News coming up next, a check on sports and an AccuWeather forecast that's touch and go. That has Winternet going crazy. Log on to WQKX.com. Click on Winternet to see if your child's two-hour delay has gone to virtual. Earlier this morning, we were talking about great cop shows, and Jen texted in with all your suggestions are cool, she says, but since it's Flashback Friday, I'm going original on you. One Adam 12. Starring Martin Milner as Officer Pete Malloy and Kent McCord as Officer Jim Reed.
Whoa there.
Yeah. Do you remember Adam 12? That goes way back, Jen. Thanks for the text. Oof.
That's super fun.
I mean, I used to watch that in my jammies. I mean, that's an old show.
Did you really?
Yeah.
In your PJs?
Yeah. It was like, Mom, Dad, could I stay up and watch Adam 12?
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Google it if you can't remember it. Adam 12, an original cop show. More Flashback Friday coming up.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Flashback Friday, it takes two. Tom and Laura in the morning. Well, maybe it takes three. Our buddy Paul down in Camp Hill wanted to hear some Seduction from the 80s. What a cool song.
Great request, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Paul has this book, he tells us, and it's the top 500 hits of the last 50 years. And
oh, that's cool.
He sometimes goes to that, and he actually said to us this morning on the Ford Fun Line, I'm not trying to stump you. I just like to find really cool songs that people haven't heard in a while. He's the best.
Love it when he calls in.
We'll call him Flashback Friday Consultant Paul. Okay, there you go. Tom and Laura in the morning winding down on a Flashback Friday, but Laura, your week's not done. You're going to be live tomorrow, huh?
That's right. I will be live and on location at Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg tomorrow from 11 until 2. Word on the street.
Yeah.
Is that they have another Bronco.
Oh, no. Didn't you have enough fun with the Bronco they had last month?
I need to have fun again, Tom.
She needs her Bronco fix.
I do. I love them.
I know. They're pretty cool looking. I mean, they brought the Bronco back. You've got to see it. And the only way to see it is tomorrow with Laura, if she doesn't
steal
it.
That's right. 11 to 2. Hey, listen, I could steal it. You never know.
Bob Schoen would probably let you. Big savings on new F-150s and also big savings on what we've talked about in the past. The Escapes are way marked down, EcoSports and more. So join Laura. You might even see me, but Laura's doing the gig, and you always have fun there.
I love it. And don't forget, friends, it's always worth the drive down 45.
Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up another Flashback Friday. You still dancing? And the cats? Are they dancing too? And the dog? Are we okay?
Hold on.
It's been a morning for Laura.
There's a cat issue again.
Oh, are you okay?
No.
Oh my God.
They're all in the basement now.
You even threw the dogs down in the basement with the cats?
No.
Okay.
MacGyver is here. He was trying to regulate Mackie. Come here. Tell everyone Mackie. What just happened. Those kitty cats are being so naughty.
Talk about it, Mac.
They?
Talk about it.
Tell us. Tell us your problems. Because those cats are scrapping with each other, interrupting your morning snooze. You're trying to be a good boy on the radio, and they're being so naughty.
What a morning it's been for you. What a morning. All right.
MacGyver, I'm telling you what.
Yeah. MacGyver, go down to the basement and straighten them kitty cats out.
No, because I feel like those kitty cats could really mess them up. They still have their claws, and for good reason, because they need to be able to sass back every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But today they were like
really
with
sassy.
Each other. What sassy with each other, and they were fighting over like a leaf on the floor. I don't even know.
How does this bring us to the thought for the day to close the day, the show, and the week?
I can't even find my thought. Yeah, I don't even know what to do right now.
There's Animal Armageddon going on at Laura's house, and here in the studio, it's just Chad and I. Thinking about Pondus lunch. Thinking about Pondus lunch. Mm.
I love, I used to love, they used to have a location in Mount Carmel.
Yes.
I miss that.
So do I. Right in downtown, it was delicious. All right, so we're just going to wrap up the show then, and you go take care of the cats?
No.
No?
I'm going to say.
Okay.
Happy Friday. Make Friday your day. Fry this day. With positive thoughts. Just flow. Don't pause.
Pause.
Happy Friday.
P-A-W-S or P-A-U-S-E?
I see what you did there.
The fur is flying. Have a good weekend,
Indeed
everybody.
Bye, guys.